to the foreign investment. And then through the corporations, the multinational corporations controlled and who are the members of American organized crime and British organized crime and French organized crime, who are the leadership, they move into any country after opening the market. And in this manner, they not only gain enormous financial benefit, you understand, they form partnerships with the country's white collar organized crime membership. You understand? Officially, they form the partnership. And the mafia has always operated from last 100, 200 years ago by franchising the monopolies and franchising there. They control certain area and certain business extremely and at the top level and entirely. And then they lend their franchise or monopoly, as it is known in mafia terms, to any one of their subordinate members. And that is how they have operated even in modern times. But in modern times, their operations have become even larger, conducted through multinationals, and multinationals opening and forming the liaisons officially through any country's white-collar membership of organized crime. And in this manner, gaining enormous business profits, you understand, since 93, since the American, British, and French businesses have moved into India. You understand? Do you know the amount of benefit, financial benefit, which they will receive? You know, opening the market in India, opening the market in China. It is enormous financial benefit which they receive. Aside from enormous financial benefit, they also start controlling the country's government. They abrogate the autonomy of the country by making the country economically dependent on them, and also gaining hold of the infrastructure, such as, you know, having the investment, major shares of investment in infrastructure areas such as the telephone infrastructure, the electricity infrastructure, and the IT industry. So everything becomes almost entirely controlled by them. Through electronic mediums, through surveillance mediums, through communications mediums, television, telephone, now internet. And they literally gain the complete control of the country by opening the market and moving in through their multinational corporations into the market and into the country. And even though there is investment is limited to, you know, less than 50% until so far. You know, their power is so enormous, especially their multinationals' power. They control the economy of the world. So their power is so enormous that even if evidently they don't control the 51% share or majority share, their power, they have the power over the Indian economy and Indian partners by withdrawing their investment, you understand, anytime they can withdraw FI investment, and the country and the business people of India or any other country that they have invested in can literally be ruined. So they literally gain hold of the entire country through opening the market. And this is how they had moved into India just before 1993. I have the evidence to prove that they wanted to move into India with their multi-corporations, and they being the organized crime, they also function through the mafia modus operandi secretly. It is the most brilliant amalgamation of the most sophisticated organizational and intellectual capacities, and also the mafia, old-fashioned, ruthless mafia ways. So they combine both and operate as CIA-led international organized crime. And so prior to their moving in their major investment into India, they wanted to, as is their patent modus operandi, before moving in and forming the partnerships with Indian business community, they wanted to terrorize the Indian business community. And that is why there were 12 bombings in one day executed, and after which bombings executed on 12th March 93. Then beginning from almost May, June 93, in spite of the entire country's political and social environment having been the most volatile that it has ever been, not only in India but anywhere in the world, 12 bombings in the business center of India in one day, major, major bombing situation, and bombings happening all over India, in Surat, in Calcutta, in Delhi, until June in Madras. And until June the bombings were going on. I have all the reports from the newspapers. And in June, American investment had moved in officially. In literally in Doha, 31 liaisons were approved and formed in June after 93 March bombing. So 2 months after. It is impossible that in normal circumstances anybody would dare to invest in a country which has been ravaged by 12 bombings, and where the bombings and terrorist bombings and all kinds of terrorist incidents, most volatile socio-political environment is going on just 1 month ago, and for the foreign investment to have moved in with after 1 month proves my claim that the foreign investment had moved in after terrorizing the Indian business community, and after 2 months in November 1993 again, major investment, British investment, had moved in, 37 liaisons or something. British ship Royal Britannia had landed on 14th November 1993, and more investment had moved in and liaisons were formed, and they had executed this conspiracy. You see, these are governments, this is government operated organized crime, and this is an organized crime which functions through the most sophisticated intellectual resources of the government's think tanks. Now, I'm sure you know what think tanks are. Think tanks are the bodies which are comprised of thinkers, philosophers, lawyers, technologists, scientists, and they all think and plan for the government. Officially, they are supposed to plan good and official things, but unofficially they plan the most murderous conspiracies for the government.
Can you talk about evidence?
No, one minute. Let me just finish this. So.